Should women be called out when they are clearly in the wrongdoing? They are denial and selfish at times.
Well, you got to set and enforce healthy boundaries with everybody, and not just the women that you date. It could be family members. It could be people that you're good friends with. It could be people that you work with. It's like when somebody violates yourself and your dignity and your boundaries, you got to check them on it. If a girl is behaving inappropriately, or she's just being a bitch because she's in a shitty mood, or it's that time of the month or whatever, or she thinks you're soft, mm-hmm. you got to let her know that the behavior is inappropriate.
Yeah.
And call her out on it in a loving, kind way. You say, look, you can't talk to me like that. That's very rude. It's very mean. It's disrespectful. I don't talk to you that way. You need to be nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk out whatever. And some women, they got no chill, especially girls that tended to grow up without a father. It was like there was no dad around to teach them to be calm, or how to calm down and talk and process their feelings and talk about it and work through things. They just tend to get overly emotional, or they're passive aggressive, or they hang up on you, or mm-hmm. they refuse to talk to you for several days and they give you the silent treatment. And that's very unloving. That's, trying to be in a relationship with somebody who, when they get mad at you, you just don't talk for 3 or 4 days, and then your life's in limbo. You want to make plans to do stuff, and you're like, what about my girlfriend? What's she going to think? And it's just not a good way to be. You want somebody that's easygoing, easy to get along with.
Yeah.
She makes your life better, not somebody that's constantly being a pain in the ass and trying to make your life hard,
mm-hmm.
or being bitchy or cranky or nagging you all the time. It's like,
it's toxic. Don't want that.
Yeah. You're supposed to be the hot fudge sundae, the cherry on top of our ice cream, the whipped cream on top of our pumpkin pie, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, there's a lot of women out there that are a net negative. They're not happy people.
Yeah.
And they're going to spread that unhappiness around to everybody that comes into their presence.
Mm-hmm.
And if a guy's super thirsty and desperate, he'll put up with that shit.
I mean,
we all got people we know. And they're like, man, that guy could do so much better than her. Why is he put up with that bitch?
Mm-hmm.
And, people don't like to be single. They don't like to go through that process of meeting somebody new. And that's why they'll stay and they'll put up with the abuse, even when they've set the healthy boundaries. You got to set the boundaries, and then you got to enforce them. And if the person just continually violates them, then it just means they don't give a shit.
Right.
They don't care about your dignity or how they talk to you. They're just going to keep doing it. And then at that point, then you got to enforce the boundaries. You got to create distance and space between you and them, and let them know that if they're not going to apologize, if they're not going to change their behavior, you're just simply not going to spend time with them.
Yeah.
And they can get the gift of missing you permanently if need be.
Mm-hmm. And don't be surprised if the guy, let's say the guy is the one yapping at the girl, giving the girl attitude, or just talking to her ugly, she's going to reflect that, She's not going to be gentle. She's not going to be nice. She's going to be mean, She's going to be angry and upset. And if you can be good energy and she could be good energy, that's just going to be like an explosion of just good,